Lynn Payne is the garden guru from Payne's Nurseries and Greenhouses. Hello, Lynn.
Hello, Brent. How are you today?
My back's a little stiff because we were spreading the bark mulch in our garden last week. We got all the weeds done. We got the mulch down. Now I'm looking for something to do this weekend. What should we be thinking about?
Well, Brent, I'm going to give you something that's a lot easier to do this weekend, and I think it'll be more fun. This weekend, we're going to talk about starting seed. Now, we've had lots of customers into the stores looking for fresh seed and asking what else they need to get their seed going. And we have all the fresh seed. We've got the right soil to start the seed in. We've got the small pots for you to put the soil and the seeds in. And then we've got plastic trays with clear plastic covers to put over them to hold in the humidity. If you've never grown a plant from seed, you really should try. Most of the varieties are very easy to grow, and especially if you've got kids or grandkids, it's an excellent project to get them involved in. And as a rule of thumb, the larger the seed, the easier it is to grow. So if you want to grow vegetables, seeds like peas, beans, corn. If you want to grow flowers, of course, the largest seed that I can think of is a sunflower seed. But these are all very easy. You can either start them indoors, or there's a lot of varieties that you can start outdoors now. I wouldn't recommend that you start them until you get your soil prepped. And by that, I mean mix in compost and other organic matter to really get your soil ready to hold moisture and loosen it up a little bit so there's some oxygen in the soil. Every seed is different, of course, and if it's a very small seed, you just barely cover it with the soil, and if it's a larger seed like a bean or pea seed, then that goes a little deeper. And remember to water it in thoroughly and then wait for the sun to warm up the soil, and your seeds will begin to sprout within, a week or 10 days, especially if they're the larger type seed. Now, the varieties that you can plant right now are any root vegetable, like a carrot or turnip or a beet, and any of the cold crops, which are known as broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, those can all go directly into the soil outside. Seed is amazing. It's just incredible that each seed contains all that life. It's a little miracle. We have lots of seed in stock right now. All of our fresh racks are in. We've got lots of organic varieties to choose from. And we do not sell any GMO seed, for those of you that are curious about that. Now, there's a lot of other varieties that they are a lot slower, and so you need to plant those indoors right now. And we can help you with those selections. We have all the correct soil and the small little pots to get them started in. So come on in and let us help you plan your garden.
Well, Lynn, sounds like I've got my work cut out for me this weekend. My wife will be happy to hear that. Where are you guys located?
Well, we've got two locations in Santa Fe. One is at 715 St. Michael's Drive, and the other is at 304 Camino O'Leary. And let me also remind you that we have a soil yard on Agua Fria. If you need good, rich soils to grow your seedlings in bulk, you can go there and get a pickup load, or you can place an order, and we'll deliver you a dump truck load.
Lynn, let's talk again next Friday.
I'm looking forward to it.
Lynn Payne is the garden guru.